Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf in Meseches Chagiga. It is a 796th daf in Shas. We are actually going to begin, to understand daf Chaf, we really need to begin from the top of Yutes Amud Beis, which is a very short daf, so there's not that much that we're going into previously. Our daf is going to discuss the halacha of the Mishnah that we had on daf Yutes Amud Beis. Meseches Chagiga is now going into the halachos of Tumah v'Tahara, and the Mishnah said a very interesting halacha, and that is that if a person intended to wash his hands for chulin, so as not to eat chulin b'Tahara, so his kavana, Rashi explains on the Mishnah in Chesam Abayz, was only to be metar himself for chulin and not for meiser. And the Gemara is going to analyze that halacha, that if I intend to wash my hands to be able to eat chulin b'Tahara, but my intention is not for Meiser, or for Truma, or for Kodesh, so then in such a case it only works for Chulin. Similarly, the Mishnah says if I intend to do it for Meiser, then it only works for Meiser, and not for Kodesh. On Chof Amid Aleph, already starting in Yudtes Amid Beis, we're going to analyze those halachos. We're going to analyze this halacha of Chulin, that is eaten b'taras HaKodesh, when one washes one's hands, does not work for Meiser, as we mentioned above, as well as we will discuss many halachas of Chulin Shenasu al Taras HaKodesh. We will bring down a machlokis between Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, and Yossi ben Yoezer. And then the Gemara will discuss the status of Tahara of certain objects where people didn't necessarily intend to watch it for Tahara of a certain magnitude. For example, not intending to watch it for Kedusha, for Hegdish itself, for Kachim, and the Halacha. That will take us to the top of Chaf Amud Beis, and Amir Tzah Hashem, that will conclude our second Perek in Chagiga. And Amir Tzah Hashem, tomorrow, we will pick up with the new Perek on Chaf Amud Beis. Let's Bezer Hashem pick up on Yutes Amud Beis. Hatoiva Lechulin V'Huchzak Lechulin. So going back to our Mishnah, if a person washed their hands, the Mishnah tells us, three lines from the top on Yud Ches Amud Beis, Hatova lechulin huchzak lechulin, but aser lemaser. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnisen, who is our Mishnah going according to? Rabbanani, Deshani lu bein chulin lemaser. It seems to be in accordance to the Rabbanan who differentiate between chulin and maser. This Rabbanan is a Rabbanan that we had on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Let's turn back to that from a Mishnah in Parah and Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Hei. Let's see the entire quote, about 12 lines from Bam Yuches and Beis. Kol haton bias mayim, midivrei sofrim. Anything that requires tevila midrabanan, mitami es hakodesh, uposel at satruma, umutter lechulin ulemaiser. It causes hegdish to become tame, it causes truma to become posel. However, for chulin and maiser are in the same category, divrei Rabbi Meir, and it will not defile chulin and meiser. They say the only thing it won't defile will be chulin, but meiser it will be oser. So says our Gemara, turning back to Yutes Amud Beis. So who does it seem that our Mishnah is following when we differentiate between chulin and meiser? Rabbi Meir put chulin and meiser in the same category. Must be that we're following the Rabbanon who differentiate between the two. Mani Masis and Rabbani. Deshani Luhu ben Chulin Meiser. Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa? Big Day Am Aretz. So let's look in our Mishnah later on, about now 8 or 9 lines into Yuches Amud Beis. So we learned Big Day Am Aretz Medras Leprushin. Tumas Medras is a Tumma that a person sat or slept on an object. And that tumma, as Rashi describes in the Dibra Maslam, Medras is an Ava tumma and will be Metame, a person, and Kalim. If you have the utensils of an Ama Aretz, so then for those who are Prushin, that are Machmir, to eat their Chulim B'Tahara, the halacha is that the Beged of an Ama Aretz will be assumed to have Tumas Medras for Prushin. Similarly, going up a level, if you have Big Day Prushim, so then they will be Tumas Medras for those who eat Truma. Now let's analyze. Let's go back to our Gemara. It only says that the Big Day Amaretz are Medras LePrushim, and Big Day Prushim are Medras LeOchle Truma. What about Ochle Meiser?
The fact that it says, singles out Ochle Truma seems to indicate that Truma and Maisa are two different categories. That would say, Asan the Rabbi Meir continues our Gemara, Damechulin Umaiser, that they're the same thing. So we have a contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa. On the one hand, when it comes to the Reisha, it seemed to be following the Rabbanan who differentiate between Chulin and Meiser, and that's why we learned Hatayva leChulin is also the Meiser. Yet the Seifa, when it talks about Thomas Medras, does not put Chulin and Meiser into two different categories. Reisha Rabbanan is Seifa Rabbi Meir. Questions the Gemara. Answers the Gemara in. Reisha Rabbanan is Seifa Rabbi Meir. We'll have to say that the Reisha is following the Rabbanan and the Seifa is following Rabbi Meir. Rav Acha bar Adu Masnila. Rav Acha bar Adu had a different girsa, and with this he reconciled the contradiction because he added the following words. Masnila b'Seifa, he added in the Seifa Chomesh Mailos, that there are five Mailos. Rashi spells out on the last narrow line that the Mishnah reads that there are five different categories. They are Prushim. Prushim are makbid to eat bitahara. Then Rashi adds, v'ochle meiser, there's ochle meiser, v'ochle truma. So you have already two different categories of ochle meiser, ochle truma, then v'ochle kodesh, v'chatos. So bottom line is that there is five milas, umuki lakulo ki rabbanan, and then our Mishnah could even be following the Rabbanan, because even the Seifa does not group the category of ochle meiser and ochle chulin together. Gemara continues two lines from the bottom of Yutessam Beis Amar Amar Yishmami. Now we see from here, Chulin Shenasu Al Tarois HaKodesh KeKodesh Damu, that we consider those who are Makbid. We never gave this introduction, so let's do it. During the time of Chazal, when we were Zochet to eat Truma and Meiser and so on, which the Kohanim have to eat B'Tahara, there were those, as well as, of course, when anybody who was allowed to partake in Kachim also had to eat B'Tahara. There were those who were makbid also to eat Chulin, even though it's not required according to Halacha B'Tahara as well, so as to maintain a higher standard of Tahara. And that was called Chulin Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. As Rashi spells out beautifully, two lines from the bottom by us in Yutessam Abeis, Adam Arog Yilechol Kachim. Mikabel alav leechol cholav b'taras hakodesh. He's mikabel on himself to eat even chulin b'taras hakodesh. Kadesh yu b'nei beso zihirin ubekiin b'taras hakodesh. In order that they should be thorough in taras hakodesh. From our mission, it seems that once a person decides to eat al taras hakodesh, it's considered like kodesh that you're machmir also from Tumos Midrabanan. Mimai, where do we see this from? Midloi Ktani Buhu Mala. That there isn't a separate and distinct Mala that differentiates between those who are eating Truma and those who are eating Chulin Al Taharas HaKodesh. The fact that there isn't a separate entity shows us that just like the Ochle Truma are Machmir on all Dinei Dirabanan, so too Ochle Chulin Al Taharas HaKodesh. The explanation we just gave to the Gemara is the explanation of Tosos on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. I did not go with the explanation of Rashi. Rashi's Pshat, the Marsha points out, is hard to understand. Rashi learns that the Mishnah did not differentiate between Ochlin B'Taharas HaKodesh and Bigdei Prushim, Ochlin Chulei B'Taharas Chulin. That the Mishnah should have had two separate categories. Of one is Bigdei Prushin, Ochlin Chuleim B'Taras Chulin, that's a medrash for Ochle Chuleim B'Taras HaKodesh. And the Marsha points out that Tosis's Pshat on Chafal from Beis Dere Masach Achronos is a lot simpler. So let's continue with the top of the Gemara. V'dilma Hai Delok Tani Buhu Maila. This that we don't have the special category of Ochle Truma versus Ochle Chulin al Nasis HaKodesh, not because it doesn't have a separate category, but Vidilma says the Gemara Haidil Oktani Buhu Maila, the fact that it's not mentioned as a separate category is because it's open for debate. Di Damulu Truma, if it's someone who's Makbid on all dealing with the Rabbanan, then it's like Truma, Hatani Truma. Vidamulu Chulin, but if it's not in the same category, then it falls into the category of Chulin.
Disanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Chulin Shenasal Al Taras HaKodesh, Harein Kechulin. The Tanakhama says that we treat it like Chulin. Raza Rav Tzadok Omer Harein Ketruma. And Rav Lazar Rav Tzadok says it falls into the category of Truma. Rashi points out that there's no opinion that says that it's considered like Kodesh Mamish. So you will not prove that Chulin Shenasal Al Taras HaKodesh goes as far as having the din of Kodesh, because the two opinions that we have in the Braisa, which is quoting Chulin Lamed Heyam Abeis, is that it has a status of Truma. However, says the Gemara, El Miseifa Yossi Ben Yoezer Haya Chosid Shebekuna Vahisa Mitpa Chosoy Midras Lekodesh. We learned in our Mishnah that Yossi Ben Yoezer was a Chosid Shebekuna, and his cloths had a din of medras lekodesh. Yochanan ben Gudgada yoichal al taras hakodesh kol yoma vaisa mitpachtoi midras lechatos. And his cloth was considered tumas medras for those who were osek in lechatos. So Yossi ben Yoezer was makbid from tuma to truma. What does that mean? That he was makbid on his mitpachas, that it should not have any tuma vis-a-vis the halachas of Truma. However, it would have the status of Medras to Kodesh. The reason for that, of course, when we learned in our Mishnah, we discussed that a Sheni will be Metame Truma, but a Shlishi would not be Metame Kodesh, and Yochanan ben Gudgoda was Makbid even for a Shlishi, like the Din Kodshim. That means that even as Chulin, he was Makbid, should not come in contact to a Shlishi Betuma. However, when it comes to Mechatos, if the hands come in contact with something that's Mitame Es Hayadayim and not the Guf, so then, like a Rishon Letum, like a Sefer, then normally it would not be Mitame Kodshim, but it is Mitame Chatos. So even Yochanan ben Gudgoda's Chumra did not work for Chatos. So Gemara says, Lechatos in Lekodesh lo. It was Tumas Medras Lechatos, but not for Kodshim. Alma Kasavar. So what do we see? We see that Yosef ben Gudgoda, he held Chulin Shenasa Ataras HaKodesh KeKodesh Damu. That he's of the opinion that they were so Machmir, not Machmir just for Truma, like we saw in the above opinions, but rather he was Machmir Ad Hasof, up until the point of Chatos, and he was even Machmir on a Shlishi Betuma for a Chulin Shenasal Al Taras HaKodesh. Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar, Nafla Me'afroso Heimenu. A person who is Makbid to eat Chulin Al Taras HaKodesh, if his handkerchief fell from him, and Amar Lechavero, he tells his friend, Tnali, give it to me, V'nasnala, and he gives it to him, Tmeya, then automatically this person is Tamei. Rashi explains that this is going to be based on the Gemara later on, that there is a presumption that I can only watch the things that are in my hand from becoming tummy. Things that are in my friend's hand, I can't prevent that from coming tummy. So therefore, since there was a Hesach Hadas, so then for those who are Machmir B'taharas, it's Hesach Hadas L'tumma, and therefore he's now considered tummy. Amru Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, Nischalfalo Kalim Shel Shabbos Bekalim Shel Chol V'Lavshon Nitmu. If he mixes up his suits, he assumes that his weekday suit is his Shabbos suit. So he's getting dressed on a Sunday morning and he takes his Shabbos suit. So then in such a case, then it also becomes Tamei. Why? Because the only time we're going to assume, it's at this stage of the Gemara, Rashi explains, that you're able to watch something from being Tameh and coming in contact in Tameh with Tuma is if you know what you're watching. Becheskashu davar zeh, Rashi says. However, here, it lost its chazaka. Amar Abelazar, Abelazar also continued. Amar Abelazar, Rav Tzadok. Maisa b'shtei nashim chaveris. There were two women who were friends. Shenischalfula and Kalim b'beis hamerchatz. They exchanged one of their garments in the bathhouse. Uba maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva v'timon. And Rabbi Akiva said, therefore, the objects are tamei. Presumably, for the same reason that we saw above, Rashi says it's called a hava amina, and that is that you're only shomer davar b'cheskas shuhu davar zeh.
Maskefler Rabbi Yishia asked, El Meata, Hoshit Yodoy L'Sal, Litol Pas Chintin. If a person intends to take out bread, wheat bread, from a basket, but also be Yodoy Pas Arim, but it turns out he took barley bread. Hachanami Dinitmes, that if that would be so then it should turn out that the Pas should be Tamek, because he's only Meshamer Dovar Becheskas Shehuzet. If you're going to say yes, according to above logic, that will be so. But then we learn, if someone is guarding a barrel with the assumption that there's wine in it, and it turns out it's oil tahora militame. It is tahor from making something else tame. In other words, we don't assume that he didn't watch it appropriately, even though it wasn't Becheskas Shehudavar Zeh. V'litameich asks the Gemara, but according to your reason, Ema Seifa, how are you going to explain the Seifa about this barrel that says, V'asura Melechol, even though it won't be Metame something else, it is prohibited to eat it. In other words, a Kohen cannot eat it B'tahara, the oil. Amai, why should that be a problem? Must be that there is an issue of only being Mesham Mecheskas Shehu Davar Zeh. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, so Rabbi Yirmiya explained, Bo'emer Shmartia Midvar HaMitama V'lo Midavar HaPosla. The reason why it's prohibited to eat is because the fellow Beferer said that the barrel that he was watching, he was guarding it from something else being Metameit, that he was making sure that, let's say, a dead body does not come in contact with it to make it an av hatoma, that's able to be metame other things. However, he did not guard it for something that just makes it possible, even though it can't be metame something else. An example of that would be sheni bechulin and shlishi b'tumah and revi b'kodesh. That a sheni bechulin makes something possible, a shlishi b'truma is going to make the truma possible, and a revi Betuma will make a Kodesh Pasul. Asks the Gemara, Umi kanit Yerusala Palga, are you able to watch an item halfway? In other words, guard it from something that is Metame, but not from something that's Pasul? In such a thing does exist. Va'atanya, and this is the Braisa. Hayshid Yodoy Besal, if a person puts his hand into a basket, Vasalak Seifo, and the basket is on his shoulder, Vamagrefa Besal Chasal, and the utensil that is normally used to separate dates is inside of the basket, and his intention was to guard the basket, but not the utensil, the basket is tar, and the magrefa is tmeya, so we see that you could have this dichotomy. Asks the Gemara, hasal tar, titame hamagrefa lasal? Why is the basket tar? The magrefa should be metame the basket. Answers the Gemara, ein kli metame kli. Because one utensil is not metame another utensil. Because a kli is not an avatuma, it cannot be metame another utensil, even midrabana. Asks the Gemara, v'litame mashem b'sal. Why does it not make the other things that are inside the basket tame? Amar Ravina, ba'omer shmartiv midavar shemetame. The same yisod that he says that he's going to guard it from other things that could make it tamei, but not things that will be posel. For example, we said sheni lechulin or shlishi letruma or avi lekodesh. Points out Rashi and Dibar Maskel HaPosla. So we see from here the second half of Rashi. We see from here that there's an idea of netirusa lepalga, like Rabbi Yirmiya had suggested. However, says the Gemara, even though we've solved that case of the sal with the magrefa, mikol makom kasha, we still have a kasha on the opinions of Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Elazar, who say that if you're shomer becheskas shuzev v'nimtza acher, so then in such a case the kelim are tmeim. But we saw in this case that they are tahor milatame. So we see that it is possible to guard something, even though it's not becheskas shehu davar zeh. Va'od, and another kasha, va'od mos of Rabbi Barav, ma'isa b'isha achas, shebos lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, there was a woman who came to Rabbi Shmuel l'shayla, va'amr la Rabbi Beged ze araktu b'tahara. I was careful when I wove this garment that it should be tahar. V'lo yibilibi l'shomra b'tahara. But when I did it, I didn't have intention that it be tahar, but I'm positive that it was tahar. In other words, I know exactly what happened, and it didn't come into contact with any tumah, but I didn't intend to guard it from tumah. However, b'toch b'diko shayi Rabbi Shmuel botka. Rabbi Shmuel began to ask her questions. Amrlo, she said to him, Rabbi Nida mashcha imi b'cheva, that there was a Nida that helped me tie it together. And Amr Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel here extolled Chazal's rules. Kama gedolim divrei chacham shayi omrim b'libo l'shamro tar. Ein b'libo l'shamro tamei. This woman thought that there was no contact of tumah, but she said she didn't intend to watch and to guard that it wasn't common contact in tumah. And for that reason, when she didn't realize it, it did become tameh because there was a nida who helped her tie it. Of course, a nida is metameh. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel says, amazing, kama gedol divrei chachamim, that the only time it works is hayu omrim b'libo l'shamra. Now, before getting back to the above question, the Gemara continues with another Maisa. Shuv Maisa b'isha achas shebasal fnei Rabbi Shmuel. Another woman came from Yisrael. Amra loy, she said to him, Rebbe, mapa zu araktia b'tahara. I wove this tablecloth in tahara. Again, v'loy b'libi l'shamra. U'mitoch b'dikos, and she didn't intend to watch it. U'mitoch b'dikos, shayi Rabbi Shmuel botka. But Rabbi Shmuel asked her questions. Amra loy, she said to him, Rebbe, Nima nifsekali v'ukshati b'piya. There was a time in which that I tied the tablecloth with my mouth. Amr Rabbi Shmuel kama gedolim divrei chacham shayu omer b'libo l'shmartar ein b'libo l'shamar tameh. Now in this case, her saliva when she was a nida, when she started making the tablecloth, this we didn't add when we read the Gemara, nifsekali, nima nifsekali is when she started making the thread, so then any of the saliva can be metame. She then went to the mikveh and then began to weave the cloth. So the chshash would be, as Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskil, nifsekali, that the saliva was still around and then metame the beged. So once again, Rabbi Shmuel extols this rule that the only time we could be sure is if a person's belibo l'shamra. Now the Gemara takes these lessons of Rabbi Shmuel and compares it to the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok that we learned above. Bishlam the Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, that you had the case of two women who mixed up their utensils in the Beis HaMerchatz. So then, kol achas v'achas omer chavarasi eshes amaretz, u'mascha daita mina. The reason why it's tamei is because they'll say that their friend is a wife of an am aretz, and they were mesiach das. In other words, the owners gave up hope that it's going to be tar. Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram nami, the case of Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram that we also had above, of nischalfulo bigdei Shabbos, the bigdei chol, when they had the utensils of Shabbos mixed up with the weekday, kivin the kalim de Shabbos avalu hushimur tvei, since in general people are more careful with their bigdei Shabbos that they should cannot contract tuma, masach daita minayu, so then he was also not as careful with the bigdei Shabbos because he thought he was wearing bigdei chol and therefore he wasn't guarding it. Ela Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar navid luhu Shimur b'yadei d'chavrei. What was the case of Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar? It was a case in which his handkerchief had fallen down and he asked his friend to pick it up. Why can't he watch that his friend picked it up and gave it to him? And he'll see there was no rodents around, there were no dead bodies, there was no tumah around whatsoever. So that's the other question of the Gemara, that we don't understand the shita of Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar. Answers the Gemara on the bottom line in Chaf Amin Alpha, Rabbi Yochanan Chazaka Ein Oda Meshamer Mashabiyat Chaveroi. This is a klal gadol of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that there is a halachic assumption that a person cannot guard that which is in his friend's hand. Hence, the case of Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, the object is going to be tamei. Asks the Gemara Veloi, can't do that. Seems the Gemara Tapa Chaf Amin Beis. Vatanya, didn't we learn
that you can guard something which is in your friend's hand.
If a person employs workers to drive animals, to drive the donkeys, donkey riders, and other workers who are not prushim, they're not people who are makbid b'tum of tahara, to hunin taharas, to carry taharas, afal pi shiflig men yoyser mi mil, even if he's more than 3/4 of a mile away from them, taharosav taharas, his taharas is tahar, even though it's in their hands. But if he says on the chu go, vani avol achreich, man behind you, kivan shenis alma einav mehen taharas. But then in such a case, if he's no longer watching them, so then taharosav tmeos, then it becomes tamek. Explains Rashi on the last big long line. So we see from here that someone can be Meshamer Masha Biyad Chavero unless he says, go ahead of me. Otherwise, if he's not Nisalma Einav Mehem, so then in such a case, then Tarosav are Tahoros.
So there are two things that emerge over here. Number one is the halacha that it seems that it doesn't have to be, as Rashi points out, as we mentioned, that's possible to guard something which is in someone else's hand, which is against the psak that we had seen from Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of the Yomud. That's number one. Number two asks the Gemara, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? Why is in the Resha we assume that you're able to guard which is that which is Biyad HaPolim? Yet in the Seifa, we learn that we're choshesh that the poalim are going to make it tamid. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Reisha b'mitar chamorav u'poalav lekach. Very simply, says Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Reisha is talking about when he sent his workers to be mitar themselves before they were osik in taharos. Really, then we're going to have to go back from both assumptions, says the Gemara. As Rashi spells out, really, ein adam. La'olam, says Rashi, ein adam mishamer masha biyad chavero. But over here, it's something that's different because he had been mitaher those workers beforehand. Hihachi, says the Gemara, if that's so, seifa nami, then in the seifa as well, even if they're out of eyeshot, there should be no problem. Answers the Gemara, the problem in that case was not that he was mitaher only himself and not the workers. No, he was mitar the workers as well. However, ein amaretz makbid al maga chavero. The workers are not going to be careful if someone else comes along and touches it. Says the Gemara, ihachi reisha nami. But if that would be so in the reisha too, in the case of where we say their hiflig mehen yoser mimil, we say taharosav taharos. So we should be afraid that someone's going to come along and touch the taharos and make them tame. Answers the Gemara, Biva lehen derech hakalson. We're talking about a instance where he's able to appear to them suddenly, Rashi explains, and therefore they won't be able to do anything they know that the Baal Bais would not do, and the Baal Bais entrusted them and not to allow their friends to touch it. Says Gemara, Yachi Seiman Fanami, maybe we should be able to employ the same rule in the Seifa as well, that they're afraid the Baal Bais is going to come at any moment. Answers the Gemara, Kim Dama Lehu Lehu, Vani Avoa Charechem, since he says, I'm going to come behind you, Mismach Samech Samcha Daiteu, he shows that he's relying on them and that he's not planning to necessarily come suddenly upon them. And then in such a case, you have a chshash of ein amaretz makbid al maga chavero, and they're going to give it to their friends. Hadron aloch ein darshin. Baruch Hashem, we have finished the second parak of Chagiga. Today's daf, just to review, we learned from Yutes on the base through Chaf Amud Aleph, we discussed a machlokis of whether chulin and meiser are two separate categories. In other words, chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh and maiser, whether they're two different dargos of tuma and not. We had a machlokis tanoim in that regard. We also had the opinion of Rav Mari on the bottom of Yutes Amud Beis that says that chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh is kehegdish, that they were makbid not only on dine d'oraisa but even
on Dine Dirabanan. Ultimately, the Gemara is skeptical of that raya from our Mishnah, but the Gemara finds a support within Yochanan ben Gudgoda at the end of our Mishnah, who said that he was Ochel al Taras HaKodesh Kol Yomav, and his Mitpachas was Kadosh even for Kachim, and was only Tumas Medras for Chatos. Then our Gemara got into a fascinating discussion of instances where we know the individual is guarding the object from Tumah, but there might be outside factors that will make it Tumah. One would be his friend picking up, which ultimately, according to the Maskanas HaGemara in the Banu Chof HaMalaf, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is Chazoke Ein Adam Meshamer Mashav Yad Chavero, and therefore the halacha is that if a friend picks it up, then automatically the object is going to be Tame. On the other hand, the Gemara has a Havamina, that the only time one is going to be able to guard something is if you know correctly the object you are guarding. The moment that you mix it up, so then in such a case, then the garment becomes Tame. And the Gemara rejects that position, and the Gemara says it's only when you're Mesiach Das. An example of being Mesiach Das, the Gemara gave, is two examples. One in the case of Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, the other of Lazar ben Sadok. In Rabbi Yonasan ben Amram, it was a case in which an individual thought he was watching Big Day Chol and was really Big Day Shabbos. The Gemara in the Maskana says it's not because he mixed up the object's identity, it's no longer considered guarded, but rather because people tend to be more careful with Shabbos clothing not becoming Tameh versus weekday clothing. Similarly, women who mixed up objects because the other woman they thought was not Makbid in Tumah V'Tahara, so then that object is not considered guarded. The Gemara had a strong kasha on Rabbi Yochanan's rule that Ein Adam Mishamer Mashabiyad Chavero, and ultimately the Gemara defended Rabbi Yochanan and explains that that rule applies when it comes to one's workers, and one's workers cannot assured from not being metame objects unless one was metare those workers, and provided that one was assured that one was watching the workers the entire time, that they did not allow another Am Haaretz to touch those utensils. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chof in Maseches Chagiga.